It is hot out there today, and there is almost no escaping it, no matter where you go in the country. 109 was the high in Las Vegas, 91 in Boston, 95 in Chicago, 104 in Dallas, and that's not all.
In Louisville, Kentucky, temperatures are expected to hover in the high 90s most of the week, and that would make the cascading pools at the city's waterfront park a tempting place to splash around. But not if David Karam has anything to say about it. He's president of Louisville's Waterfront Development Corporation. Hi, Mr. Karam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Tell us how you're trying to keep people out of the water there.
We had had signs all the way along the line that said no swimming or wading that people didn't pay a whole lot of attention to. So we thought, well, okay, so we'll put danger. This water contains high levels of hydrogen and stay out.
Hydrogen, yeah, that pesky hydrogen problem.
Pesky hydrogen problem that's in that water, and it really has been kind of a fun reaction. 95% of the people think it's fairly humorous. We had one chemist who didn't think it was funny because he thought it was misleading the public, and I emailed him back and said, you need to have a sense of humor.
Oh, he was a hydrogen defender.
He was a hydrogen defender.
Well, if 95% of the people there know what you're up to, I guess it's that other 5% you're going for, trying to keep them at least out of the water?
No, I'm trying to keep everybody out, but trying to do it in, you know, it's a park. We're trying to be playful. It's a park. And rather than just, you know, be straight all the time and not have any fun, hey, it's a park. Play. You come down here and play. Have a good time. So,
Mr. Karam, have you been down by Waterfront Park today?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm looking out my window, and I can tell you that in just one pool of this, I probably can see 15 or 20 people.
Uh-huh. In imminent danger from excess hydrogen levels, no doubt.
That pesky hydrogen is in there causing those people all kind of concerns.
Well, Mr. Karam, stay cool. Best of luck to you.
Great. Thanks.
David Karam is president of Louisville's Waterfront Development Corporation.
Here in Washington, D.C., it is also hot, nothing unusual there, but it is hot in northern Maine, in Aspen, Colorado. We wondered, where is it least hot on this phenomenally hot summer day? And the National Weather Service told us that going by the forecast high temperature for today, the coolest place in the lower 48 is Forks, Washington. Specifically, the Quileute weather station at an airport near Forks. Nedra Reed is the mayor of Forks, Washington.
It's forecast to be 65 beautiful degrees in Forks today.
Sounds brutal at 65.
It's a wonderful sunny day.
Tell us about the climate in your city, that it should be the least hot place in the continental United States today.
Well, we are probably one of the wettest places in the USA on a yearly basis. Forks averages between 120 and 130 inches of rain per year. We're located about 20 miles from the Ho Rainforest, which is the only temperate rainforest in the continental United States.
This is not the rainy season, right?
No, this is not the rainy season. This is our summer.
And typically in late July or in August, is it unusual for it to be in the mid or high 60s in Forks, Washington?
It is unusual for us to have high temperatures for any extended period of time. If it gets to 70, we start complaining. But for the most part, because we are so close to the Pacific Ocean, our weather's controlled by the onshore flow.
People complain when it's in the 70s, you're saying?
They do. We're not used to it. We're used to running around outside and, you know, in a light jacket for the most part. But when it gets really warm, people get a little grumpy.
Well, I hope people can keep their tempers under control today in the heat out there in 65.
Well, I hope they can, too. And just don't forget to bring your jacket because you're going to need it.
Well, Mayor Reed, thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thank you so much for the call.
That is Mayor Nedra Reed of Forks, Washington, which, according to the National Weather Service today, was forecast to have the lowest high temperature, 65 degrees, of any weather station in the lower 48 states.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.